We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, and on parade, as usual, two teams, John Amis and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. First question to Jay Amis. Jay, here's some brilliant music to start with. Simple question, who composed it?
I think it's either Puccini or Notto or Minaldi.
One of those
Italy ties.
You're going to the Baroque.
None of the people you've mentioned, actually.
Spaghetti alla vongole.
I don't think I can do anything for you, can I? But tell you that it was music by Vivaldi.
Well, I did say an Aldi, you know.
Did you, an Aldi?
Oh, yes, I said an Otto, an Eni, or an Aldi.
Oh, I'm sorry, an Aldi it was.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I do beg your pardon. I didn't understand a word you said until...
you weren't meant to.
Not for the first time. You know. He got it, didn't he?
It was a cover.
Vivaldi. Yeah, it's the sort of show where you get a mark for saying Aldi. Yes. David Oistrakh and Isaac Stern there, or Vivaldi, yes, from a concerto in D major. One of our supporters, who lives in Sussex, Molly Ashworth, told me about a concert programme which read, Overture di Ballo, Sir A. Sullivan, Concerto in D, Major Bach. Obviously a military musician, Major
Did
Bach.
Did you see that somebody has recently played the all 32 Beethoven piano sonatas, one after another, yes, in 2 days? And I gather in 1984, somebody's going to do all 635 of the Vivaldi concertos.
Yes, that's right. And it'll be a bestseller on records, too, won't it?
Yeah. I'm afraid it will.
If you can do a boxed set these days of everything Pugnani ever wrote, you know, you'll sell 1,000 copies instantly, won't you? Frank, back
Aldi.
To...
Aldi.
No. Back
you said I get a mark. I say Aldi.
Back to Aldi.
You did.
Back to Vivian Aldi, known as Viv Aldi. Why do you think they called Vivaldi the Red Priest? What's behind that, the Red Priest?
He was a priest, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, he was... he used to blush rather fiercely at confessionals.
Yeah, didn't he, though? Yes, yes.
What's your story?
Didn't he, though? Yes. Yes. He also, and it went rather well with his red hair as well, when he did.
Oh, well, I didn't know him that well.
No.
He never took his hat off.
You certainly get the mark. On an LP sleeve, I read, for 36 years, Vivaldi was employed at a music school for girls in Venice, and this gave him wonderful opportunities for experimenting.
A man for four seasons.
Yes. Oh, that's nice. I know you like Vivaldi. Let's give you a little bit more to listen to. Music that delights without touching, which is always a pleasure, I think. Ian, here's some more superb music. Bye. Wonderful rapt mood.
Well, chamber music is not really my subject, but happily, that marvellous piece of music is something I do know what it is. It's Schubert.
Yes.
Quintet.
Yes, it comes from the C major quintet, the Adagio movement. Sir Compton Mackenzie, Ian, said, I hope that when I lie upon my deathbed, I may pass from this small green world of ours to the sound of that melody. And it was, in fact, played at his memorial service. Rather nice. Dennis, this next tune, whenever I play it, always brings in a great flood of mail asking what it is. What's it called? Right, what is it called?
Well, if you'd have answered all those letters I wrote you asking for, I would know what it was called.
It's one of those pieces that if you introduce, as I do sometimes, record programs live, and you've had one or two fluffs already, you just hope that you're going to settle down a bit, and then you see that later on you are going to have to say the Concierto de Aranjuez, played by Ron... there you see... Composed by Rodrigo. Yeah. You see the problem.
That's right. I've been having lessons too, and I was taught Concierto de Aranjuez. Rodrigo.
I bow to that. I just put my head down and have a good try.
It sounded terribly like the incidental music to the 194th reel of Exodus.
Somewhat, yes. Same sort of appeal. Anyway, that's what it is, folks. These are numerical questions. John, he composed 18 string quartets, of which the 14th and 15th can be performed simultaneously, thereby creating an octet. Who was he?
It was Darius Milhaud. Mm. Oh.
Just what I was going to say.
You were going to make a Milhaud of it.
Darius Milhaud is right. Yes.
Yes. Correct. Some friends of mine were playing in that work when they did it. There were two quartets from the Royal College of Music, and at one time, Milhaud was sitting there, and he went up and said, "Maître, is this a D sharp or a D note?" "Oh, it doesn't matter. Play what you like."
Whenever the name Darius Milhaud is mentioned, I am taken back to one of the early opera performances in which I took part in an opera that he wrote called Le Pauvre Matelot, which I was doing in a cinema in Chester at a sort of festival with the London Opera Club many, many years ago. And I had to come in this scene and had nothing to sing for a very long time, but according to the stage direction, as an old sailor, I wasn't the poor sailor, I was
the old one.
The old one. And the producer had filled this all in, what I would do, that I would walk very slowly across the stage. I would take a chair from the middle of the stage and take it to the back, to the wall. I would then slowly return to the table where there was an oil lamp with a ring on it, take this over, get up on the chair, and hang the oil lamp on a nail by this ring. And on the first night, I came in, this ponderous, slow thing, no singing, and other people are singing away on the stage. I remember dear Jennifer Vivian was singing, and Arthur Servant, the tenor, was singing. They were and I had to come in and do this. And I came in, and I got the chair, and I put it against the wall, and I came ponderously back, and I got the oil lamp, and then I got up on the chair and put the oil lamp way above my head to hang it on this nail, and only then realized there was no nail. And so there was nothing to do but take it down again, get off, put it back on the table. And I could almost hear the audience say, "What's he doing?"
Oh dear. Frank, your numerical question coming up now. Listen, more than six dozen preceded more than nine dozen with 50 mounted cannon bringing up the rear. Who was the leader?
It was 76 trombones.
Yes.
And it was the music man.
Yes,
was the leader.
The leader. So who would that be in the film, say?
From Meredith.
Well, he wrote the music, yes. I was thinking of the chap who played the music man in the film.
Oh, yes, lovely actor.
Yes.
Very good actor, yes. Good-looking fellow with, you know, right.
Preston,
muscles.
Preston Foster.
More or less, no. was it Preston Foster?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, Robert Preston. Yes. Robert Preston, you're right. 76 trombones, 110 cornets, 50 mounted cannon. Ian, I've deliberately muddled together three song titles which involve nine things. See if you can disentangle them. Here's the list. Cockles, bangles, whiskey, baubles, cigarettes, beads, mussels, oysters and wild women.
Well, I think we'd better disentangle the wild women first.
Yes.
And put them with the cigarettes and the whiskey.
Cigarettes and whiskey
cigarettes
and wild women.
Wild women.
That's right, yes.
And then we've got baubles, which the bangles and beads.
Beads from Kismet. Now,
which leaves us with mussels, cockles and oysters.
Yes.
Ah.
But not in that order.
Ah, no, no. Oh, shades of many, many years ago. It comes in a show called Fanny.
Which you were in, of course.
Oysters, yes. Cockles and mussels.
Yes, that's right. Cockles and mussels wouldn't have done as an answer because that would have left oysters out of it.
Yeah.
No, you've got the mark. Well done, yes. Dennis, 25 are trying to fill eight places, singing at one point, hello 12, hello 13, hello love. Altogether on stage there are 27 performers. In what?
In a musical called A Chorus Line.
Yes, that's right. Music by...
what's his name? Michael Bennett. Herman...
Marvin.
Hamlish. Hamlish,
yes, right. Here's another round for you. Accentuate the positive, as the song says. Despite that, I've decided to accentuate the negative. You might call it a sort of no play. John, who is this saying no? Who's that? Sounding very hale and hearty.
It's Manette. Well, then, I think it might be in the bin.
Yes, it might be.
Binny Hale,
yes, in No, No, Nanette, 1925 at the Palace Theatre. Frank, back to these no questions. Where did I find this blunt refusal?
On your roof.
Well, you're very warm, actually. You're jolly warm, yes.
Is it supposedly musical?
Not really, no. Only what you heard then. Right. Yeah, I found it in a well-known collection of records.
Oh, did you?
Mm.
Is it a creature saying no to Ludwig Koch?
Yes, it is, yes. It's about to record it. Part of the Ludwig Koch collection of natural history recordings. It's actually a member of the cat family called the serval.
Who is
and
it?
I think it's the charmer, don't you? No, it's saying. No. Ian, whose no is this?
No, John.
Or niet, as you might say.
Oh, I see.
Well, I helped John a bit, didn't I?
Yes. You're asking me who actually is singing
yes.
there, are you?
Yes.
Well, if you say niet, it's not Shelley Alpine. It's Russian.
Mm.
And
the other Russian.
Well, I mean, it's one of an ensemble, you might say.
Oh, I see. Yes. What is it? The Red Army Choir?
Yeah, the Soviet Army Ensemble. It says on the sleeve.
I think that's probably the same thing.
Yeah, Mister,
if that hadn't been right, we'd have had left would been the Moscow Dynamos.
Dennis, this girl can't say no. Who is she?
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say nix.
Name of the show or a real name would do in the film.
Ada Annie.
Yes, in Oklahoma. Yeah. Do you know who she was?
No, I don't. I didn't recognize her.
Gloria Graham was singing there. To the piano for my piano medley. Six tunes, six marks available for each tune.
Exam time.
Team, I mean. John, Frank, your medley.
I don't think I'll have anything just now, but I might have a beer later.
You haven't done too well, have you?
Ah. I've got juggler music.
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh, no, it's Ronald Gourley.
Not Ronald Gourley. Albert Whelan.
Albert Whelan.
A much lustier tune than that. Anybody in the audience know what it's called? Lustige Brüder.
Jolly Brothers.
Called what?
Yes, Jolly Brothers. Lustige Brüder. Then came da da dee da 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 dum da dee Frank.
In the shade of the old apple tree.
Thank you. Then da dee dee da da dum.
It's rather like sailing down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, not sailing.
No, it's cruising.
Cruising down the river. Yes.
But it doesn't sound very much like it. I think maybe it's the playing.
I have played it better in my time.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Three more, John. You must have got the next one, I think.
No, how did it go?
It's called waltz. Sailing, boating, punting.
No. You know who wrote it? No, it's...
Valteufel.
No.
Or it's shot in the dark.
It's by Poulenc. Slum Barcassion pour Cider.
Oh, yes.
Our old friend on the way to Cithera.
Another mark goes
there.
Yeah.
Then one that Ian knew the next one, did you?
Ian Wallace. Glorious Ian Wallace.
Nothing quite like him for stirring the blood. Right, I'll give you the mark for that. And the last one, Daddy.
I don't know what you used to be, but I know what you are today.
Yes, that's right. I don't care
and
what
I
you
know
used
what
to
you
be.
Are today yeah. After that medley, Steve.
Thank you.
My musical
four,
education has been wasted.
Four marks.
Neglected.
Four marks. Over to Ian and Dennis for their medley. What's the first one?
Poor John.
Poor John. The right title, too.
Yeah. Toreador song.
Song from?
Carmen.
Into the Garden Maud, that's right. Carmen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Da-da-dee-dee,
da-da-dee. Yeah, that's a crafty bit. Isn't that Kurt Weill?
Yes.
Yes, Speak Low.
Speak Low, very good. Yes, then you're much.
Too marvellous, and I've got the figure four, and then words.
Yeah.
Too marvellous. Now, the next two were really...
The Sound of Music. Mariah.
That's right.
Mariah.
And
you're on your own for the last one.
No. What was the last one again?
Was it again?
What is that?
Was it put them together and what have you got?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
I think not one off for lateness there. Yeah, 5 out of 6. Fair enough. It was Frank who pointed out to us that if you translate Elizabeth Schwarzkopf's name literally into English, you get, Frank?
Miss Blackhead.
Yes, Bessie Blackhead, you said, I think, didn't you, one time? Bessie Blackhead is the English translation of Elizabeth Schwarzkopf. John, who, then, translated into English would be Ernie Slipper?
Ernest?
Yes.
Schlipperfuss? No.
No. Try a different language.
Duke of Wellington.
Ernest. Is it the name of a composer?
Yes, si, oui.
Ernest oui. Chausson.
Chausson, it would be. Ma foi, yes.
Formidable.
Chausson, right. Frank, by the same token, who was John S. Brooke?
John S. Anybody ends up Bach.
That's right. Yeah, well,
Johann Sebastian Bruch.
Yes, Bruch, Bach. Yes, that's right. Mark to you. Ian, I once actually saw in the flesh Dickie Ostrich. What did he call himself?
Oh, well, he was one of a number. There was Joe Ostrich.
Yes.
And Eddie Ostrich and Ozzy Ostrich. And there was...
Popper Ostrich, too, wasn't it?
And Popper, yes. Right. Ostrich Senior.
Yeah, this was Dickie...
This is Dickie Ostrich, which was Richard Strauss.
Yes. He wrote a song about himself. He wrote, Dickie Ostrich is my name. He wrote... No. Dennis, Claude Greenhill. Who would he be when he was at home in Italy? Claude Greenhill.
Was he a composer, classical composer?
Yes, in Mantua.
Was a classical composer called Bonavista? Because there is a green hill far away.
Oh, yeah.
No. Claude Greenhill.
Monteverdi.
Yeah. Monteverdi.
Claudio Monteverdi,
yes.
This week, in the final round, each member of the team will find his song started off not by me, but by a record, which makes a change. John, in your case, the record will carry on underneath after, hopefully, you come in with a Sitwellian song. Here's the introduction.
Lily O'Grady, silly and shady, longing to be a lazy lady, walk by the cupola's gables in the lake's Georgian stables. In a fairy tale like the heat intense and the mist in the woods where across the fence the children gathering strawberries are changed by the heat into negresses, though the fair hair shines there like gold hair planets Calliope, Io, Pomona, Antiope, Echo and Cleo.
Frank, your song, Della Reese, Frank, gives you just a hint of your song, but after her, do feel free to take it your own way.
I want you come home, little baby. I come on home.
You still know anything about this song? Floy Ford sang it, didn't
yes,
you?
Her song, I think.
No, well, it wasn't, because it's all sort of debt and... That woman and when eyes. So I think it was a. But in fact, it was nicked from Victorian England, and it was one of the first protests by a parliamentary wife about the late hours the politicians keep. As I recall it, the original version went, "Won't you come home, Disraeli? Won't you come home? You've been away too long. I'll do your cooking, darling, anything you like. I know you've done no wrong. I remember that late night sitting. Your bill was flung out. They went through it with a fine-tooth comb. You know you're not to blame. Oh, isn't it a shame? Disraeli, won't you please come home?
That was just before he wrote, "Every star above knows the one I love. Sweet Sue is, just you is." Dennis, your turn. I've always felt you'd do well as a member of the Ray Conniff Singers. have a go. Two, three, four, one, two, three, go.
Glow, little glowworm, fly a fire. Glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the ACs and the DCs. Don't know exactly where your flame is. I'd like to see it on John Amos. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glower, glow.
Ian, I had thought of starting you off on Edelweiss with the record that Tony Jacklin made of it, but I thought better of that. I thought you'd perhaps rather use your own clubs. Five iron, perhaps. Here's a chord.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you free me, small and white, clean
some of snow may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, bless my homeland
forever. We've been very happy to meet you. And just in case you're interested, this week it's been a victory for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.